This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Rodgers protected.
Throws to Austin for the touchdown!
It's pretty emotional, honestly. It's been a great year. I'm thankful for these guys and excited to be going to the playoffs for the first time in a long while.
Does that mean you're riding off into the sunset after this?
No, it's been a grinding year. Yeah. And 2 years before that were tough as well. It's been an absolute blessing to be here with these fans and this organization and Mike T and the leadership that we got with these guys. And, you know, I think we found that little bit, that something special, which is belief on the offensive side. And I'm proud of our guys, the way we responded in the fourth quarter.
In a bullion, Aaron Rodgers, in an emotional one after the Steelers dispatched to the Ravens, and Aaron Rodgers saved his best for the final regular season game of the year. Most passing yards in a game, was impeccable, was basically perfect on third and fourth downs. Statistically, last night, outplayed Lamar Jackson, I would say, overall. Lamar made some big plays in the fourth quarter, but Lamar was really bad up until the fourth quarter. So for the whole game, I would say Aaron Rodgers, for the second time this year, outplayed the Ravens, two-time MVP. And that's a big reason why the Steelers are headed back to the playoffs and ready to host a playoff game for the first time since 2020. You did hear Melissa Stark of NBC sneak in a question about if this is going to be his swan song and if he's made peace with the fact that he just played his last regular season game and this is about to be it for him, this last run. And he refused to take the bait there, which obviously is going to lead to conversations about what is Aaron Rodgers now going to do? Are we embarking on a playoff journey with him where regardless of how he plays, he's going to retire? Does he look at it like, if I have unfinished business or I play well and don't get over the top, I want to keep playing? And will the Steelers want to have him back? I would think right now their preference would be to have him back next year after that game. They brought Aaron Rodgers here to win games like that. He was a big reason why they won. There's nobody who's knocking on the door to be their quarterback next season. So if no one's ready to take that spot, I mean, I wouldn't push Rodgers out the door necessarily. Would you? I mean,
Yes, I would. And I would make it like the 98-99, yeah, that's right, 90, 99 Broncos season or whatever, 98 Broncos season, Elway's last year. regardless of how it ends, you thank him. You say you played this memorable game. If he wins a playoff game, I think it ends really well for him as far as erasing the entire time with the Jets. But Pony, I say that with zero malice towards him. He played one of his worst game, probably the worst game he's played as a Steeler, followed it up with, I think, the best 9 minutes of his Steelers career by far.
Yep.
And easily the best half, given the stakes. He played like a baller, man. He made big Aaron Rodgers vintage throws that I will enjoy watching replays of for a very long time. But he's going to be 43 middle of next season, or towards the back half of next season. He's been dealing with a wrist that he gutted out, landing hard on again in this game. He is no longer fleet of foot. Collinsworth was adroitly pointing out that the old Aaron Rodgers just trots for a first down on a particular play. Now, he did get one later in the game.
Yeah, he looked like he was an old, decrepit man on that play that you're talking about.
He couldn't outrun a 310-pound guy. And, like, I think the thing about Rodgers that...
And then he missed the Jonnu Smith throw, all of that sequence.
It looked like he was mad at Jonnu, and that was a misfire on him, not on Jonnu.
And at that moment, I'm like, this is curtains for this guy. But this is how the story's going to end.
Obviously, we know the...
nightmarish fashion.
Obviously, we know the arm's still there, right? He misses Jonnu, but he throws just a dot to Thielen that I still can't get over how good of a throw it was. He throws one to Freiermuth, a couple others, right? He's not going to get faster, Pony. And I understand there are numerous counter-arguments to why you should bring him back, because he's been good enough to get you to this point, right? And all that other stuff. At some point, though, I think you do have to try to bridge or start turning the page to whatever comes next, preferably with a younger player, where you give yourself the option or the chance that if that younger player, for whatever reason, whether it's, okay, Will Howard, or you try to bring Rudolph back as your bridge guy because you know him really well, or you actually do something like try to sign Malik Willis and bring him here, that your next plan starts with a guy who isn't in his mid-40s almost. Like that, this is not against Aaron Rodgers. This is not saying, like, get the hell out of here. This is the reality of the situation. There is one dude in league history, truly, who at the age Rodgers is going to play next year, if he does play next year, was still a good to very good quarterback.
Brady.
It's Brady.
Yep.
And I understand that Rodgers is an upper room Hall of Famer and one of the handful of guys that can get mentioned in the same context as Brady, and you don't laugh at it. But he's not the dude he used to be. What people underrate about him, they all know that the arm talent's insane. I think people don't notice or don't think about the fact that his athletic ability, his running, all that, right, his agility, was a massive part of his equation when he was at his best. He could escape trouble. He could make every throw on the run. He could flat out just run. At some point, I think if you're the Steelers, you have to thank people for their service, in his case, 1 year, and say, we've got to start getting younger and doing things differently. You can't keep trying to patch with, like, Flex Seal at quarterback.
And if you had someone to turn it over to, or there was the potential for that in the draft, I would agree with you. But I just don't think there is right now. And I, right now, am not really of the mindset where I'm excited to just see Mason Rudolph. I'm kind of...
I mean, I'll
putting
concede,
that,
yeah, this is making it complicated.
That idea or that thought is not something I'm really keen on at the moment after watching Rodgers play the way that he did. I think that this experience with him this year has been as good as it can possibly be in terms of he didn't create distractions. There were maybe like a couple of like awkward moments between him and either Jonnu Smith or Roman Wilson. Yeah, eventually, like, MVS and Adam Thielen got into the lineup, but it didn't end up, other than the Browns game, I would say, weighing them down the way that it did when he was with the Jets and he just called up all his old buddies and got that band
how
back
much
together.
Of your, how much of your direction for next year, and this is obviously a two-way street, and it's, I'm sure, more Roman Wilson than anything, but, like, are you going to draft players, maybe another skill guy, and be concerned that Rodgers, if he's back next year, like for argument's sake, let's say Carnell Tate or somebody else, like another first round capable wideout.
Yeah.
You draft him and you find out, uh-oh, Rodgers is back, but this guy don't see eye to eye, whoever it might be. We already saw what happened with Garrett Wilson in New York, a guy
sure.
who had a reputation for being a really good teammate personality-wise. I worry about the downstream effects of what it would do to how the Steelers would make decisions if they decide, hey, we want you back and you want to be back. Can you run Adam Thielen back and convince him not to retire?
No, but you might also, if you're not into Mason Rudolph or you don't think Will Howard can play, if you draft the wide receiver in the first round, you'd stunt his growth by not having somebody who can get the ball to him too. You know, that's why this is not an easy decision to make, where you have someone who obviously is going to cause the offense to either stay where it's at or get better next year without Rodgers. It's somewhat complicated. There's not enough good quarterbacks in this draft. You're now picking in the 20s. I don't care that it's here. All the teams that now occupy the top spots in the draft need quarterbacks, and I think won't be inclined to make a deal with you to move up even if you wanted to. The pool of available quarterbacks in either free agency or trade are really limited to Malik Willis, Joe Flacco, and rehabbing Tua or Kyler Murray, which is something I really don't want to do.
No.
Anthony Richardson, no, I'll pass on that too.
Listen, man, I say it, and I know that you're right when you say there are very few good options. Guys like Nussmeier that we all thought were going to perform like first-rounders haven't. Cade Klubnik, no thank you. Here's the other part, though. You're talking about bringing him back, and I do think there's a quasi-assumption, probably because we're coming off of this incredible fourth quarter he had and second half he had where he was making all the throws.
Yeah.
That just automatically, because he's Aaron Rodgers, he comes back next year and wants to play, and he looks like even the best version of this guy. You're a year older, man. Like, what do we get?
See, I think he could
transfers?
Go either ways. Either way, I think he could look worse because of age catches up to him, or I think he could look better because he's in the second year of an offense. He has better weapons around him. They actually fill wide receiver too, and their offensive line gets better.
Does he suddenly, in that offense, hypothetically? Because I think we see a pattern developing with him. When it comes time to, you know, rubber meets the road and you got to stand in there and try to make throws, he'll do it, right? Like, you would agree. Last night, like later in the game, when he needed to, he stood there and he sat back and he made throws. Even if the pocket was getting a little dicey.
I didn't think the pocket really got
dicey.
It never
got dicey.
A lot of times,
yeah. He got sacked the one time and he fell on his wrist and it looked like he hurt it.
If you give him a clean pocket, he's gonna
make
plays.
You think he'll stand there? Okay. My point is, he still got rid of the ball very quickly in the balance of the year. Is he going to suddenly stop doing that? Is he going to suddenly want to be the guy that's hanging back there for 2¾ seconds?
No, but I think he can pick his spots and, when needed, like the first game against the Ravens, do it if that's what the game plan calls for and that's what the
defense
presents.
I guess I wonder
about
how much your offense evolves if that's what you're asking out of your quarterback.
But how much does the offense evolve if it's...
Well, no, it turns into a new
offense.
If it's
Mason Rudolph next year.
I would think one thing Mason would do for... The better thing would be he's going to stand in and attack downfield more. The Rodgers depth of target stuff is very well taken as like a criticism of him.
He's also going to make way more mistakes.
Yes, and we always talk about what we would do. Do you want to know what Mike Tomlin wants? Give me that guy who doesn't make mistakes. Rarely makes mistakes and gets me five big throws a game.
And I would also say, almost regardless of how Monday goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
It's against the Texans next week. I thought there was a good chance when you brought in Aaron Rodgers, you just wasted another year. You'd bring in another Band-Aid quarterback. The team wouldn't go very far. It would just be a season that you spent trying to get over 500 again to keep Tomlin's streak going, but in the big picture didn't accomplish much. I actually think this season now compares in a lot of ways to Ben's last year. When they lost to the Browns in the 2020 playoffs and got down big, I was ready to just turn the page on Ben. I did not need him to have some retirement parade or some retirement send-off season.
But then you were excited when he did.
Yes, I was. Yeah. And the memories of him having that final game at Acrisure and then going to Baltimore the next week and beating them to get to the playoffs, to me, made bringing him back worth it. And he had high points and low points of that season, but getting to watch him go out on his own terms, and yeah, they got killed in Kansas City and they gave up 35 points in like the blink of an eye. That to me was not a wasted season because one of your all-time great players didn't embarrass himself and got to go out on his own terms, and you made the playoffs and he produced some indelible moments. And I think Aaron Rodgers, if it's only 1 year, I think this season with the Steelers is going to end up producing that too.
Do you think there's a better chance that within the next 2 years they do a more of an overhaul and something that amounts to a reset if they keep him into next season or if they try to move on earlier and do it after this season? Like, so you know what I mean? Like, what offers you the greater chance over the next two seasons to actually reset this thing? That's the only argument I can really make for bringing him back, because I think if you bring him back, everybody involved knows it's his last year, and you're heading into a better quarterback class, maybe with the impetus to actually draft one.
Let me paint for you this scenario, okay? If the players involved are amenable to it, tell me if you would be. You go to Rodgers and you say, look, you had a great year. You just said as much after this game. You were teary-eyed. You were emotional. You're so thankful and grateful that you got this shot. We're willing to give you this chance again, but here's how we want to do it. We're going to bring you back. Will you do the $13 million again? If you're down for it, we'll get the paperwork ready to go and you'll sign it and you're our number one quarterback. But here's the thing. Ready for this?
I'm waiting.
Your backup is going to make more money than you.
And it's Willis?
Because we're going to go out and we're going to sign Willis. And Willis is going to come here with the understanding that it's an improvement on his situation in Green Bay because he was behind a guy that's going to be their quarterback for the next 10 years. He's going to come here and learn from you, and then we don't care how 2026 goes. We're going to go to Willis in 2027. But we're signing you, yes, to win us games, but can you please keep the thing going where you seem to be very understanding of mentoring quarterbacks and helping guys who sit behind you.
A willing sage.
Yeah.
Willis has a reputation for being like a good dude as well, so I don't think there'd be any clashes there.
I think that Willis will have opportunities to play right away in other places.
Yes, he will.
But can you sell him on the idea that for the big picture, the long term, this would be the best thing for him to do? If he'd have to make the money worth it, though, as well.
I don't know. I think that if any...
Would you sign up for that? I would in a heartbeat.
I would in a heartbeat, but I think Willis will play somewhere else because the money will be comparable and somebody will say, we just want you to play now. I don't think you're going to be able
but
to sell
But if someone's
going to
give Willis like 20... Like, let's say someone wants to give him $25 million a year. So you've got to like give him 3 years, $75 million, and maybe 40 or 50 of that is guaranteed.
Yeah, two-thirds of it's guaranteed.
I loved what he did in those two games. That's a lot of money for still a guy that is a question mark based on the small sample size of games he's played, Chris.
Do you think that the Steelers coaches, forget about Rodgers' abilities to mentor a guy, are the Steelers coaches going to get the most out of Willis? I do think it's a feather in LaFleur's cap that he and his staff have like completely transformed the
player. Probably not, and the thing is, I think if you get that contract's even more, I think it'll be even bigger than Fields. And if you give him that, then you're really going to be put in a position where you're likely not going to draft a quarterback in 2027, right?
You'd be kind of tacitly saying you think he's your guy.
Yeah, of course, yes.
I mean, this is it. We think this guy is better than anybody that is obviously in this year's draft. We think this guy's better than anybody
in next
year's.
And I think Mike likes Malik Willis, but I think the Steelers like Malik Willis a lot more when they thought they might get a bargain on him.
Which they're
not going to get now.
No, you've gone from bargain to overpay.
Let's go to the phones. Here is Steven and Moon. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I had called in talking about, you guys were talking about Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, go ahead.
And
Man, I've been up and down on him for so many years. You know, I feel like every year I go back and forth between he's the greatest coach ever and I never want to see him again.
How about week to week?
Yeah, exactly. You know, even just last week to this week, you're right. But I think about it this way. I don't think there's another coach that would have us in a situation every year where games like yesterday matter every single year, where we have these meaningful games. I mean, yeah, everybody talks about the whole he hasn't had a losing season thing, but every single year at the end of the season, we're playing meaningful football, and I credit Mike Tomlin.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though, because Pony has said this very well, Steven, before, and so I think it's a relevant question to pose of you. You praise Mike for what you just said. Pony has accurately called it where Mike's issue is the ceiling and the floor. The floor is very high, the ceiling is very low, therefore they are very close together. And, like, you have very little wiggle room. You like living that way in the NFL where, yeah, you're almost always going to be a 9-win team, but you're probably not going to be more than a 10-win team, and you're not going to be taken at present state that seriously as a playoff contender if you do get in? Like, that's a world you're happy living in?
I mean, it's definitely frustrating to just expect, you know. I mean, I look at next week. I think Houston's a winnable game. I wouldn't call it a guarantee by any stretch, but I think it's a winnable game.
Yep.
But you know, I think that it's always, you know, it seems like it's every year we're always just one piece short of going to that next level. And I mean, this year, I've watched just like these wide receivers and stuff, and they played well yesterday, but they did not play well in Cleveland. And you know,
well, the quarterback didn't play well in Cleveland. I mean, that was the problem.
That's also true.
I would agree with you that like the last 2 years we've hunted the wide receiver two thing, and they haven't found that second guy, and it killed them in Cleveland, and they were able to get by without it. Yesterday or last night, but I would not say they have felt like a player away from winning anything substantial for a long time. They've been only good enough to make the playoffs because the playoff field expanded for the last few years. Now that changed last night because the AFC North has always sent their champion to the playoffs and they won the division. So they got in fair square without any like NFL super wild card weekend expanded playoffs BS. I will concede this to your point about like the season they had and the success of it or the enjoyment of it or entertainment value of it. I do think this season ended up going better than, let's say, they had fired Tomlin after the playoff loss to Baltimore and they bring in, name a guy. You want to say they bring in, let's like go to the top and say they brought in Ben Johnson, okay?
Okay.
So Ben Johnson was their coach this past season. What's the Steelers' record if Aaron Rodgers isn't here and Ben Johnson is Mason Rudolph and somebody else, let's say, as his two quarterbacks? What's their record this year? 7-10?
Probably 7-10 would be what I'd pick.
To me, that's not bad enough. And with the quarterbacks available in the 2026 draft, that season playing out that way would not be better than how this season ended up going.
I will say this, though. If you're going to use the Ben Johnson example, I would believe in Ben Johnson's acumen enough that I would feel like he doesn't have to have the best of the best at quarterback to figure it out. Now, I know he has Caleb Williams now, but I would believe in the scheme and everything else.
I know, but you would still be in a situation where you would have a hard time finding and acquiring your quarterback if that's...
But you would at least be on the road, I think, towards trying to do that and having, to quote Bob Seger, turn the page. They'd refuse to turn the page from the way they do things.
But
right now.
I think you'd probably be in quarterback purgatory for 2026 too.
I know, but the one thing that like guaranteed jailbreaks you out of quarterback purgatory, we know with Mike, will never happen. They crater. They win three games. They suffer through a Cleveland Browns-esque season. And then they make either a move at the top of the draft to make sure they get their guy, or they just are positioned well enough already to get their guy. That's the bottom line. And then usually for a team to be that bad, I've seen people make this point about the Patriots, and I agree with it. It's unusual to draft the quarterback and within 2 years from a roster deficient enough to have lost all those games, have completely turned the thing over no matter how good the guy is, to being this good and in the playoffs. Like, usually being that bad.
Bengals did it.
Sure, the quarterback has to be like a massive hit, is my
Washington
point.
Did it in year one.
And then they backslid again once that guy got hurt, which kind of underscores what
Houston
the roster is.
Houston did it in year one, year two, and now year three with Stroud, and I'm still not even sure how good he
is.
I think they
were building like a sleeping giant roster, though, around him. That's just my bottom line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.